And now let's follow up on those tax credits offered in the stimulus package. A report from the Treasury Department's Inspector General, which we find out about on this tax day, says all those tax credits have caused confusion for both taxpayers and the IRS. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
One problem is with the Making Work Pay Credit. J. Russell George is the Treasury Department's Inspector General for Tax Administration. He says the government has paid out too much in refunds.
So what's happening is the IRS is computing that Jane Doe is entitled to $300, and yet Jane Doe requested $500 and received it.
Overall, he says, under the program, the government has paid out roughly $24 million more than it should have. To put that number in perspective, tax credits for making work pay total $25 billion. Still, the Inspector General is dissatisfied. The report also says the government gave taxpayers millions of dollars they weren't entitled to under the plug-in vehicle tax credit. For example, some people claimed a deduction for electric golf carts, which weren't covered. J. Russell George points to another set of issues. These involve the tax credit for first-time homebuyers.
The IRS itself estimates that over 50% of the individuals claiming the first-time credit will not be complying with that requirement to supply proof that they actually purchased a home.
The report wasn't all bad news for the IRS. The Inspector General says the agency is detecting more fraudulent returns than in the past, and it's stopping more of those taxpayers from getting refunds they don't deserve. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.